In rural parts of the Northwest, many believe owning a gun is sort of like owning a garden trowel. You just have one or two around. In November, Washington voters will decide on two gun-related initiatives. I-594 aims to close loopholes on gun sales without background checks, and fresh polls say it's likely to pass. Correspondent Anna King found in rural areas, some people are skeptical the initiative will hit its intended target.
The Wolf brothers farm together in Palouse Country in southeast Washington. They run nearly 3,000 acres. The brothers raise wheat, peas, lentils, and even loads of garbanzo beans for big city hummus.
Keep on eating it. Because, we do grow a lot of that in this area.
That's the older brother, Ben. He and Frank have been super busy with harvest. They hadn't even heard of I-594 till I called. And these brothers weren't too excited to learn that loaning a gun to a friend, a neighbor, or a twice-removed relative, well, it's going to be harder if it passes. At least for people who follow the new law. They say that doesn't make much sense on this farm.
The people who have guns are still going to have them. And the bad guys who have guns or want them, they're going to get them one way or the other.
I-594 says anyone transferring a gun that's not immediate family needs a background check by a licensed dealer. Frank and Ben say that's a problem. They often loan a gun to a friend or neighbor for target practice or hunting. They mostly use them for recreation. Ben admits he's only really needed his gun one time.
About 15 years ago when I lived along the highway, had a guy stop by to borrow gas.
The guy was drunk and said he was a felon. Ben gave him a can of gas. The guy used it, kicked the can into the driveway, peeled out, and parked around the side of Ben's garage, where Ben couldn't see him. Then
he started running towards the house, and luckily he tripped across a dog run wire, and he went back to his car, but he never left. So I went down and got a 12-gauge shotgun and fired one shot in the air, and he got a dodge.
With the sheriff up to an hour away for help, he was glad he had it handy.
But I did not fire at him. It was a shot in the air, just a warning round.
It's the kind of thing that happens on a farm. Maybe more than you realize if you don't live on one. Out here, loaning a gun is like loaning a lawnmower. You do it to help someone out. It's a short notice thing, and it's just not a big deal. Frank says people who support I-594 don't get that.
Yeah, there are times where it doesn't seem like we get our voice heard over here just because there are some different political lines in between here in King County or the west side. And I believe it takes all walks of life to make this world go around, but sometimes the quieter or the smaller voice doesn't get heard.
Hi, this is Don Shireen calling from the Initiative 594 campaign. Is Larry home?
Now we're in Walla Walla. So far in eastern Washington, I-594 is ahead in the polls. Don Shireen is part of that. Tonight, he and about seven other senior volunteers are making calls to homes across Washington state. But for Shireen, it's a bit hard to get anyone on the phone to make his point.
That person declined to answer because they simply do not do political conversations on the phone. And that's a fair response.
And after dialing more than a dozen numbers, he never does get a live caller willing to talk. Tough night.
Tough night.
Shireen's retired now. He has a PhD in political science, and he was a wheat and cattle rancher outside of Walla Walla. He worries that the two sides of I-594 are sticking to their talking points, not having a meaningful discussion.
It's a characteristic of Eastern Washington that we don't engage in those sorts of conversations, frankly, with our neighbors. We sometimes know what our neighbors' sentiments are, and we simply choose not to push the issue.
Ben and Frank's sentiments on 594 are pretty clear. And if the initiative passes, they know what they're going to do.
We'll all live with it.
But you don't think it's going to be like you're handing your cousin or your friend a gun out here to shoot some explosives, and that you're going to think twice about, should I have done a background check on this guy before I hand him my gun?
I can usually get a pretty good feel from somebody in about the first 5 minutes that I meet them, and I never think twice about that.
In fact, Ben knows it's likely Washington will probably vote in I-594, but
wouldn't really change operations on the farm here.
No, by no means. No. Nope.
I'm Anna King, reporting.